I think, you know, he's been such a great player. And, you know, anytime you always want to go against the best players. And, you know, he's one of the reasons why they've been such a great team. For as long as, you know, we've had so many memorable games against that team, really important moments, and it seems like he's, you know, been a part of those. And, you know, it's tough to see any injury for any player, and it's obviously dealing with a significant one. But I'm sure they'll still be ready to go. I mean, they got a lot of good players, especially on defense. It's a very veteran group, and they play really well at home. So they lost two games on the road, but we're not playing them on the road. So we're playing them at home where they won them all. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Hey, Tom, Bill was recently talking about 50-50 balls. What's your definition of the 50-50 ball, and when would you, in your mind, take a chance and throw in that kind of a pass?
I try never to really throw a 50-50 ball. I mean, I don't ever want them to get their hands on it. So, you know, I think some other quarterbacks probably do it maybe a little more than me. But it's probably situational also, some of those things. I mean, it's all risk-reward. So, you know, if it's fourth down, you know, you'll throw any ball. You know, if it's late in the game, you got to start taking some chances, you know, because time's running out and you got no time left, you better start, you know, that risk-reward changes a lot. But, you know, if you're up 14, I had a play that I overthrew Gronk on in the end zone last game. And the last thing I want to do is throw an interception, so I ended up throwing it out of bounds. But, you know, I didn't necessarily get the look that, you know, we wanted, and then, you know, you just kick the field goal. So it's just all factors in to me, I think, situationally. And but I like to throw 100% balls, you know. We got 100% chance to get it, or no one else.
Tom, you mentioned after the Cleveland game, you still had rust, and after this last game, you said there's still a little rust there. Well, what is that rust, and what do you need to do to get to that full steam up?
Well, I'm still, you know, trying to, you know, just get back into the kind of football shape and that I need to be in. You know, being here for 2 weeks has been great, and, you know, the practices and so forth have been really good for me, and I just need to have another good week. So it's a you know, there's no way to really replicate the kind of intensity and duration of what a practice is, and then certainly what a game is when you're not doing those things. So it's been good to be able to do those things for the last couple of weeks, but, you know, there's a long way to go, and you know, this will be another important week for that.
Tom, if anything, if they changed defensively, going from the Dick LeBeau defenses that you faced early on in your career as opposed to where they are now?
I think there's a lot of the same elements. You know, they've got still some of the same players, even, you know, Timmons and Gay. You know, Cam Hayward's a great player. Mike Mitchell's a great player. I mean, they got some veteran players, but it's feels like it's always kind of the same Steeler defense. It's a lot of pressure. I mean, they blitz a lot. They have every blitz in the book. You know, they got every combination that you could think of. So it's so much for us is about just, you know, making sure everyone's aware of the, you know, who we have in pickup and who we have in the run game, and make sure you try to get a hat and account for everybody. But a lot of times they overload you, and you got to get the ball out if you need to, based on the protection or based on the call. So it's a challenging defense to play. I mean, they test you in every area, and you know, that's why we've always had so many tough games against them. You know, they're tough to play, especially at home.
What makes a good snap
side of the ball here?
What makes a good silent count in places that you're going to be loud when you're going to be something like that?
Well, I think it's, again, it's just always being on the same page. So, you know, whatever we do in terms of, you know, the count and so forth, it's all of us, you know, trying to make sure it's, you know, it could be at home, it's verbal communication. On the road, it's nonverbal communication. And we work on those things pretty hard. So we practice them all week, and, you know, we're going to need to, you know, really utilize this week because it's such a tough environment.
Tom, you guys have had linebackers over the years, Bruschi, Vrabel, Mayo, have been the leaders of the defense. Do you see Dante Hightower developing into that sort of role here now in his fifth year?
Yeah, I played with so many great linebackers, you know, from when I got here, you know, Ted Johnson and Slade and Willie and, you know, all the way through the line of players all the way up to now. And Dante's been such a great player for us. Really, since he got here, he really assumed a starting role pretty early. And there's a lot of responsibility that's put on you at linebacker. It's, you know, you call the defense, you know, most of the time. if not all the time. And he's done such a great job of that. And he's really got a great understanding of the game and, you know, the plays that he has been making, you know, sacking the quarterback in the end zone, intercepting passes, knocking the ball out, tackles. It's been great. So he and Jamie are, I mean, they're both spectacular players. So I like I said the other day, I have to go against them in practice every day. So I'm glad they get to kind of terrorize somebody else.
Tom, for me, just wondering,
you guys always look for the guy who's open to get the ball to, but I'm wondering if you could speak to the fact that a lot of times, not only is the guy open with different guys, but they're in different spots in the field. In other words, some teams you see the receiver and he's just running straight down the field at the time. You guys use different guys in different spots.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you have to be able to make them defend, you know, the width of the field, the length of the field. You know, Ernie told me, make them defend every blade of grass, you know, and I think that's a great thing to do is they've got to be able to, you know, that's how you stress the defense is when you can, you know, force the ball to all different parts of the field and they never really know who's going to get it. I mean, they could key on certain players, but if you do that, you know, you're vulnerable to other things. So that's just part of, you know, it's good to have kind of a lot of tools in your toolbox to be able to use them at different times and whatever you need, you know, that's what you got to pull out and be able to do. And, you know, good offensive execution takes all 11 of us. And so, you know, so much of what we practice is us all being on the same page every play, every day, every week, you know, so we can be, you know, our best, you know, because we're going to need it. And, you know, this team really forces you to have every guy on the same page because it's hard to anticipate what they're going to do because they do so many things. So we've got to be, you know, on a high alert.
Tom, from the first snap in Cleveland, it seemed as though you were making adjustments based on what you were seeing, processing the pictures, having an understanding of what they're going to do pre-snap. Was there any way to keep yourself sharp from that angle during your absence when you're not actually out there practicing against those looks on the field?
I think just to rely, you know, on the experience, you know, that I've done before. So I like I said, just the week of practice is very helpful. This week has to be a big week for us because, you know, every week it changes. So you win the game and it's great and you go home and you celebrate and then, you know, at some point you shift focus to the next week and you just got to put the same process in and in order to try to get the same results and you have to start fresh every week. So I think the practice reps are very important for me. You know, I love to be out there practicing, seeing what I'm going to get so I can really anticipate and go out there and play with confidence. And, you know, so much of, you know, the ball, there's nothing good that happens when the ball's in my hands. You know, I got to give it to somebody who actually can do something with it. And, you know, so that's part of me is identifying who should get it and how quickly they should get it and then getting the ball out of my hands and into the hands of the receivers or the running back so that they can, you know, actually make some yards.
Bill talked yesterday about tablet versus the old photos. He's going back to the old photos. Steve, what's the difference for you, and is that a significant change for you when you're on the sideline looking at the pictures?
You know, I've never been too much of a picture tablet. I kind of know what I see, and, you know, I see out there, and I can remember. As soon as I come off the field, Josh will say, what was it? And I'll say, oh, they did this, and this guy dropped. So, you know, I'll peek at him from time to time with Josh. You know, it's great for the coaches because they have a different angle. It's hard to see when you're seeing, you know, from the sideline. When you're out there playing, I mean, a lot of times I can come over and tell Josh, you know, this is what happened and this is why we did that. You know, maybe to verify some fronts and stuff like that to make sure, you know, where guys are shaded and, you know, identification because, you know, in our system we always set the scheme of blocking on every play. So we just want to make sure we get it set the right way so that everyone can really be deployed the right way. So that's where the pitchers probably help me.
Tom, when you look at your team, so you talk every team is different year to year. How much do you look forward to a week like this where there's a lot of challenges that present itself to kind of start to find out what you have in that locker room?
Yeah, because you're challenged in all these different ways. So you have one big challenge one week and then versus a certain style of team against, you know, a certain style of coach and then, you know, in a certain time and place and then the next week it's totally different. And I think it's a 16-game season. I always say, you know, you never know what type of team you're going to be till, you know, much beyond this. But we're still trying to figure out the things we're good at and the things that we could do well consistently. And those things will change based on personnel and based on the teams we play. But, you know, we always try to get to the plays that we like, you know, and we always try to put our guys in the best position to succeed. I mean, sometimes teams, obviously the better team that we play, the less margin of error you have, you know, because they kind of take away more of those things. So it's still about finding ways to execute, finding ways to, you know, continue to do the things that you do well, and also, you know, try to force the defense into things that they don't do well.
Tom, can you talk about going out to play the Steelers?
Last question.
If there's a team that's rivaled your success and Bills since you've been in the league, it's been Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, they've been, you know, they've been one of the best for a long time, you know, and the history of the Steeler organization with the so many great players and teams and championships. I mean, you know, you're always going to get a dogfight when you play them, and I have a lot of respect for them. You know, they play the game the right way. You know, they're always physical. They're a tough, physical group. You know, that's pretty much what comes out of Pittsburgh. So they, you know, they play well. They're coached well. You know, they're a great organization. Thank you, guys.